So in this week's parasha, we have an interesting pasuk, and the pasuk says, one of the 613, maybe more than one, al pi atarah sheirucha, according to the teachings that they will teach, means the chacham v'al mishpat sheyom lecha, and according to the judgment that they will tell you, loy sasim adaba, do not saser, deviate from what they say, ashir yigidcha yom and a small, not right, not left, don't deviate from the word of the chacham. Rashi says, what does it mean? Even if they tell you that your right is your left, and your left, that's right. If they tell you right is left is right, you got to listen. Certainly right is right, left is left, you got to listen. Now when you look around in the Midrashim and everything like that, it seems to be that this halacha is relevant to laws and Bezdin. If it says when they tell you your right is left, negated to a din, when your left is right, negated to a din, that's when you got to listen. But Stamos, they tell you your right hand, your left hand, that doesn't sound like something potentially you might do. But if you look around, some places say it's talking about halacha. It doesn't really mean necessarily right and left. Sometimes it means no, right and left by itself. What does it mean, right and left? So I figured we'll go through an halacha, a very wild idea, that potentially could tell you about your right and your left, and your left and your right. Actually, when they change it up on you. So the Torah says, Ukshartim lois hayudecha. You're supposed to put tefillin on your left hand. It doesn't say left hand, actually. Shartim lois ayadecha, on your hand. So the minig is that we put the tefillin on the left hand. Halacha.
I put mine on the right.
Oh. So what's the pshat? We put a... Why? Mech teset. The Torah doesn't say what to do here. So the Gemara in Menachos has a three-way machlokes on how you know that a righty puts his tefillin on his left hand. So the first mandama says, because the word yotcha means left hand. What does yotcha mean? Yotcha means left hand. That means you look around the Torah and it goes through different sukkim, that when it says right hand, we'll say yad yamini. So in order to be the right hand, it says yad yamini, but stam hand is your left hand. So it means according to this, the reason why you put tefillin on your left hand, because the Torah openly says, ukshartim lois ha-yotcha, yotcha means left hand. The word yotcha by itself. The second mandam in the Gemara says, interesting name, Rabbi Yossi ha-chayrim. Chayrim seems to have it as a facial disfiguration, according to one interpretation. Rabbi Yossi ha-chayrim says, no. It's because when you read the Shema, there's an interesting thing. Ukshartim lois ha-yotcha, ukhasavtim ha-mzuz, right? So you're supposed to tie your tefillin on yotcha, whatever that means. We don't know what the word yotcha means according to him yet. And you're supposed to write the mezuzah. So it doesn't work out well. It's not similar. It should be write the mezuzah and write the tefillin. It doesn't say that. It says tie the tefillin and write the mezuzah. That's two different actions. The mitzvah might be, if it's tying the tefillin, it might be putting up the mezuzah, not necessarily writing the mezuzah. Why is it switched from writing to tying? It's not symmetry. So what he says is this, because that's how you know left hand. Because he says that since people write with their right hand, therefore the kshira has to be with your right hand. Ukasavtem, ukashartem is a hekesh. So since people, Rashi says, roiv b'nei adam, write with the right hand, so the tying has to be your right hand.
Write with your left hand, anyways.
Oh, doesn't say yet. You're going a step, we're going to get to that soon. Right? He's just saying that since most people write with their right hand, most people tie. Now, it says, obviously, you cannot tie and put your tefillin on the same hand, unless you're a circus actor, right? You can't put the tefillin and tie it with one hand. We don't expect that. So since the tying is done with your writing hand, and since writing hand, stam writing means right hand, so the stam kshir means right hand. We don't know yet about those few people who are not, but we're not sure yet. What about the people who don't write with their right hand? We're not to that yet. And the third interpretation, again, of where you know you put the tefillin on your left hand, is because the word not yod. Yad might be right, yad might be left. I don't know what yad means. But yad cho. Yod Cho is spelled phonetically. It says Yod Dalet instead of with an end of Chof, Yod Dal Chof Hey, your weaker hand. So your weaker hand by most people is the left hand. So we have three ways to understand. It's an open Gemara so far. Three ways to understand why you put tefillin on your left hand. Either the word Yad always means left hand. Either the writing is tied into something at it, and then it's not about that. According to the first answer, it's about where you place the batim. According to the second answer, it's not where the batim. It's really the kshira that's the main part of it. What's the main part? According to the first answer, place on your left hand. That means your ikker, your left hand. According to the second answer, it's not place on your left hand. It's tie it with your right hand. It's a different way of looking at it. You're tying with your right hand. Why tie with your right hand? Because you write with your right hand. Since you write with your right hand, you tie with your right hand. It's about the tying. And the third answer of basic Gemara so far is the word yad might mean right or left, but yad cha means weaker hand. So it's not about the yastam, your hand. It's your weaker hand, which again would now lead to the next question. If someone has a different dominant and weaker hand, as we were saying, what about a lefty? So before we get to the dominant weak hand, it'll be obvious. According to the third interpretation, that it's based on the word yad cha, which means weak hand. Place your tefillin on your weaker hand. then it might be considered, and it doesn't say who majority, it's a relationship. Who, what has individuals? Who, what is your weaker hand? Most people weak hand is the left hand, and some people have weaker hand the right hand. So if you have a weaker right hand, enechami, put it on your right hand. Why? So the lefties who have a weaker right hand, put the thumb on the right hand. What about according to the other shittas? According to one shita, the first one, the Torah says, "Ukshartim lois al yadcha." The word yadcha means left hand. So it could be, and some say this, it could be, it's chsan seifel, that according to this, everyone puts the tefillin on the left hand. So if you're a lefty, and you say, I put my tefillin on my right hand, you scream out in the middle of the beginning of the shir for no reason whatsoever, and you scream out words that make no sense, the question you should know, that there might be a chumrah, and it's brought down, the Kaf HaChaim says this, Kaf HaChaim passes halacha this way, the Shari Tshuva, in Shabura quotes it, that there is a minute, they say, al pi Kabbalah, that lefties are supposed to have two pairs of tefillin. How are they supposed to have two pairs of tefillin? I don't like that word because that's a purchasing thing. They should wear two pairs of tefillin. Whoa. They should wear regular tefillin like they do nowadays on their right hand, which is their weaker hand, going on the third answer to the Gemara. That's one answer to the Gemara, the third, with weaker hand. But by the way, since there is a shita that says yodcha means left hand means no matter what, in a chani. After davening, instead of putting on a beta tam tefillin, they put on the lefty tefillin.
How do you know yodcha means left hand?
That's the Gemara discuss how yodcha means left hand. No, not the same time. No. Like a bit of times. So we have a new minhag. We'll start a new minhag in Bethel. All the lefties will put on regular tefillin, and then for a few seconds they do it on Shabbat. Which, by the way, even though it says the Kaf HaChaim quotes this, the Shari Tshuva quotes this, regular lachas from quotes, I can't answer why this is not a minhag among lefties. But that's what, now, what about the second answer? That was his real question. What about the second answer was according to Roy. The first answer was saying yotcha means place it on your left hand. That means everyone, maybe. According to the third answer, it's your weaker hand. We can start saying what your weaker hand is. What about the middle answer? The middle answer is weird. It says we have some type of hekesh. Since people write with their right hand, majority, that's what Rashi says, therefore you tie with your right hand. It's about the time. So now you have a question. Does that mean you look at the Torah is giving you a majority opinion? Most people write with their left. Therefore, write with their right. Therefore, most people tie with their right. But if you're the opposite of that, then go by that. Or, since it's most people, the Torah is telling us what to do. Which would mean, according to the first answer, lefties would still put on the left hand. According to the third answer, lefties would certainly put on the right hand. And according to the middle answer, we have a clara. How do you look at Roiv? Azriel had the question. Roiv means that's what it meant. We're referring to the Roiv, but if you're not part of the Roiv, do your own thing. Or Roiv means that's where we go, Basa. Roiv meant that. We meant, of course, we understand people are lefties, but who cares what the lefties say? It was set up as this Xerishov, the lefties put on the left hand as well. So it could be, if you stop here, two explanations in the Gemara might refer to lefties putting on the left hand, and one interpretation would be right. And if you do it this way, which would mean I'll be right, correct, that would be a debate. According to the middle answer, there's a debate. Do you go by the individual who writes with his left hand, or do you say since the majority writes with their right, then he's bottled to das kol adam? The question what Rashi meant. Rashi just says that the lashon of the Gemara is that we see that ma ksiva biyamin. What does ma ksiva biyamin mean? So Rashi says, kishakos v'namazuzo, Biyamin, the Roiv Bnei Adam Kaisim Biyamin. So what is Rashi trying to tell us? Roiv Bnei Adam means, therefore, we don't care about the few or not? Or Roiv Bnei Adam means, no, the Torah is talking about the Roiv, but of course, if you're not part of the Roiv, do your own thing. So it'll be a debate right now. Just push out and put on tefillin now. The lefty, again, and I'm telling you, the sum of the Shulchan Aruch, not the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Gemara later on is going to say that a lefty puts on tefillin on his right hand because that's his weaker hand. So the Gemara seems to stress this detail of the third answer being important. Remember, the Gemara gave really three answers. One is that the word yad always means left. Okay. And I think it makes sense to say always means left means okay. Everyone, why would you say not? Why are you reading the Torah? Shatam Yotcha means what? Everyone left hand meant only right-handed people. It doesn't say that. The word yad means left hand. According to the middle answer, again, which talks about writing and stuff like that, you can start figuring out what does writing mean? Who does it go like? And according to the third answer, which openly says weaker hand, then in Hanami, the Gemara right then says, after that answer, the Gemara says, by the way, the left is going to put it in the right hand because his dominant hand is left hand, put it on the right hand. That's all three ways in the Gemara. So Tosfos says Akasha. Because the Gemara does discuss ambidextrous, and the Torah says, the Gemara says, ambidextrous person is considered a righty. I'm saying considered a righty, we're not called the details, but basically, in Allah, he's a righty. I'm not saying why he gets to that detail. He's considered a righty. Tosfos says Akasha. That we're discussing the Iter Yad, Tosfos says openly, that the person who's a lefty puts tefillin on his right hand because that's his weaker hand, which makes sense. His weaker hand, this is his right hand, put tefillin on the right hand according to the third answer. We know it's Pasha. That they say they're kasha. We're discussing very simple cases. A guy's a righty, a guy's a lefty, and a guy's ambidextrous, but the Gemara sort of in the betweens. Tell you a thing. How do you judge a guy who's ambidextrous? What makes a guy ambidextrous? Right? Your baseball, your bat right, throws left, right? What makes a guy? What are we judging about? Tell you says a aura, very wild Tosis. Not yet. He says this. What about Vahashta? The Tosfos, there's going to be two ways to look at this, and the Tosfos only says one direction, which is cause a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos says, "Bahasha now, Adam hakoyse biyemino, someone who writes with his right hand, but shar ma'isim, everything else is left. This guy is not. I don't know ambidextrous. Ambidextrous probably means, according to the simple interpretation, he could do everything equally, right and left. So that guy, you're ambidextrous, do everything equally, go with your right hand, because again, go bust a roi b'nei adam in the simple interpretation, go bust a roi b'nei adam, and your right hand, your dominant hand, even though you're not dominant, you're equal. But okay, but now we don't have a guy who's equally ambidextrous. He's not doing everything equally with his right hand and his left hand. No, he does everything with his right hand. He does everything with his left hand, but he writes with his right hand. Tosfos is saying what? Since writing is such an important detail, why are we comparing the guy's baseball statistics to his writing? Who cares what he plays baseball with? Who cares how he puts on his shoes in the morning? Everything else is irrelevant. What's irrelevant is the word ksiva. So let's say a guy writes with his right hand, then everything else is with his left hand. Tosfos says right away, v'hashta adam hakoyse b'yaminoi v'shar roiv ma'isav, everything else. V'smoiloi, Tosfos says, I don't know what to do in this case. V'shema, I have to say that this guy would have to be considered a writing. Why? Because since it's not totally, it doesn't say in the middle interpretation says that it's based on the ksiva and the kshira next to each other. So if you write with your right hand, roi b'nei adam, you're kosher with your right hand, so that you put on your left hand. Because the only way to tie it with your right hand is put on your left hand. As we said, you can't be a circus guy. Can't do it on one hand, that's impossible. So this guy's told to write with his right hand. But it's based on what? Because we said there's something to the ksiva and the kshira. This is the new gang. I'll tell you what that means. That means the ksiva is so important that the ksiva becomes the only thing to worry about. So if you're going to ask a guy right now, are you a righty or a lefty? Well, a guy comes over to you, he says, I want to put on tefillin. You ask him, okay, how do I do tefillin? Are you a righty or a lefty? So that's not the kasha, are you a righty or a lefty? The kasha is, what do you write with? I don't care what you do the rest of the stuff, but it's irrelevant how you play baseball. What's important is how do you write? So if you, and then Tosfos says, if you write with your right hand, you're considered a righty. I don't need ambidextrous, you're a righty. But Tosfos left out the other case. Why? That means Tosfos didn't say the reverse guy. The guy who writes with his left hand, everything else is right hand. What do we hold with that guy? Tosfos is now telling us the guy who writes with his right hand, writing is so important that of course this guy's a righty. Okay, Tosfos, why don't you finish off the statement? You could say he meant it. Why don't you finish off the statement? Or is there a difference? What about the guy who writes with his left hand? What do you say with that guy? So the Shulchan Aruch learns, Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do with a guy like this? Shulchan Aruch openly says it here. The Shulchan Aruch finishes off the end of Tosfos. And he says, if a guy writes with his right hand, he's a righty. He writes with his left hand, he's a lefty. Because Tosfos is saying, according to this approach, everything's based on the writing. That's what Tosfos says. The Bach, that's Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is finishing off what Tosfos started. It's finishing off. The Bach on the side of the Torah says, wait, what do you, no, not true. Tosfos was very specific. When Tosfos talks about a guy writing with, he only writes with his right hand, otherwise all of us here would consider him a lefty, but he only writes with his right hand. Tosfos says, he writes with his right hand, he's a righty, because writing's important. The Bach says, yeah, that's when you're talking about your right hand. Because in the end, when we have an ambidextrous guy, we're always moving to the right. Our point is, righties are all right. Ambidextrous guys are all right. You know what? You got a ksiva guy also to the right. But if the ksiva guy's on the left and he does everything with his right, I consider him a righty. That's what the Bach says. We have machloek, it's mamash open. The Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef, and then the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach have an open machloekus if a guy does everything with his right hand except for writing. He writes with his left hand. So the Shulchan Aruch learns like Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch says, everything goes by the writing. So it's not based if you're a righty or if you're a lefty. It goes, what do you do? Why writing? Because the Torah put a hekesh of the writing of what you are for mezuzah to the kshira of what you can do for your tefillin. How you kosher your tefillin? So you have to be kosher your tefillin with the hand you write with. So if you write with your right hand, it doesn't matter if you do everything else. The writing and the kshira go together. If you write with your right, you're kosher with your right. If you write with your left, you're kosher with your left. It all goes basha, writing, kshira. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach says, no. We always shift guys over to the right. So if a guy is doing anything that makes sense for us to put him as a righty, we'll put him as a righty. So if the guy does everything with his left hand, then he writes with his right hand, Bach tells Shulchan Aruch, yeah, I like that. He's a righty. Because he writes with his right hand, that's important. But I want to tell you something else, Rabbi Shulchan Aruch. If he does everything with his right hand, and he writes with his left hand, I'm still going to consider him a righty. Because we're always pushing guys toward the right direction. And practically speaking, this is a question, Allah, what to do with a guy like this? Yeah, Shulchan Aruch and the Bach, arguing with each other. We're not talking about a straight-up lefty. A straight-up lefty, I'm telling you right now, I'll pick Kabbalah, I'll according to the first answer of the Gemara, it's past the lefties have to put on the left hand anyway. But even according to the other people, that we don't hold that. We all know lefties put on the right hand. That's talking about a real lefty. A real lefty puts on his left hand. A real ambidextrous guy puts on his right hand. What is this interesting guy that has a ksiva in one hand and everything else in the other hand? What are we doing here? Machleik is Bach on the Shulchan Aruch, what to do? Do you look at the writing only? Because that Shulchan Aruch says, look at the writing only. Or the Bach says, no, always push the guy toward the right hand. Always try to get left-handed tool.
What if somebody is naturally a lefty, but grew up in a tkufa. I heard there were times
when they used to tie people on it.
Right.
So yes, absolutely. That is discussed. What makes the person do right? So that they do. The Achronim discuss this. I do want to say one thing. I saw Rav Sternbach. So it's only about an hour ago. Rav Sternbach says, "Interessant zach." He said, when it comes to writing, what do we refer to? We're looking right now. We tell a guy. A guy comes to a sofer and says, "Oh, listen, make my kid appear a tefillin." Okay, how tall is your kid? I don't think he makes them how tall he is. Do you want a little tefillin? Right in Bar Park, they tell the little tefillin. Do you want a little tefillin? You want regular tefillin? Is he a righty or lefty? Are you Ashkenazi or Sephardi? These are basic questions. So Sternbach says, when it comes, we got to ask the guy, "Are you righty or lefty? What's it based on?" It's based on how you write. So Sternbach says, not based on how you write. He says, based on how you write, Savashuris. Savashuris is what do you call it in English? I don't know what you call it. The Torah writing. How you write a scroll. You have to be a real scribe. So Sternbach says he has a good idea. He says writing, when the Tosfos and the Rishonim talk about writing, they don't mean stop a guy writing. In the old days, writing wasn't that easy. Not everyone wrote. Most people didn't write in the old days, right? People were ignorant. If you read the Storis in the Gemara, a guy's signature was an X. Why? Because people didn't write that much. He says, what do we talk about writing? Writing means you're a scribe. You're a scroll. You're writing with the crowns and the whole tzedach on parchment. That's what's called writing. So Sternbach says they have a good idea. If a guy does everything with his right hand and he writes with his left hand, we now have machlekes. Shulchan Aruch and Bach. Are we big enough to decide to Shulchan Aruch and Bach? No, I'm not big enough for that. So Sternbach says, have a good idea. What you do is like what is real. That's why I thought of this. What you do is you tell the person like this: you do everything with your right hand, you write with your left hand. That's not good because that's going to become a problem. You could buy two pieces of tefillin, but look around; nobody seems to be doing that. Maybe people—I don't know—I haven't seen people do two pieces of tefillin right hand and at the end of davening put on left hand. Maybe we think they're Rabbeinu Tam guys and they're putting on left hand. I don't think so. So what do? Sternbach says, teach the guy, teach him, because you can teach guys. Teach him, since he does everything with his right hand anyway, teach him to write Ashuris with his right hand. Wow. So let him write everything else with the left hand. Who cares? We don't care about writing. We care about writing Ashuris. So you use that as a sniff.
The person is used to writing with a certain hand. What difference does it make whether he's writing script, whether he's writing English?
Because
Sternbach
is saying, well, with the heckish of writing doesn't mean what you write with. It means what you write Torah writing with.
You're not going to write a Torah with a different hand than when you write than you're writing anything else.
Well, most guys.
You ever see any cipher that writes with a different hand?
They have to read the Sternbach. If they read the Sternbach. Because nobody thought of it. Most people use all penmanship with one hand. I agree with you.
Yes.
But if I told you right now to start writing Chinese, you're really starting not at zero, but you're not starting at 100. Chinese goes down, writes down, I think, right? So it's a brand new type of writing. You never wrote Chinese before.
Okay, so
you're going to feel...
writing Chinese with your left hand.
You're going to feel... No,
and I'm going to be able to do it easier or the same as my...
You're zikha going to feel more comfortable picking it up in your hand, you write everything else. That's for sure. But when you're starting at zero, so not zero. So say you're starting at 20, we tell the guy, listen, instead of perfecting your scroll writing with the hand you used to writing, pick up the other hand. Remember, this guy is capable of doing a lot of stuff with his other hand. We're not discussing the guy who's all a lefty. Guy's all lefty, another problem. We're discussing a guy who does everything with his right hand except for writing. So if he does everything with his right hand, he's a talented guy. He clearly has a functioning right hand. He doesn't have a writing right hand. So teach him to write Torah scrolls, parchment scrolls with his right hand. That's our Sternbach's approach in order to avoid this conflict. Now, for a fascinating idea.
What happens if someone can write with both hands, but primarily writes with his left?
Would he be in this question?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Obviously, he doesn't write that.
Remember, the Bach is always saying you move to the right. He's easy. The Bach says if you do anything with your right hand, you're always a righty. It's only according to Shulchan Aruch you're asking. The Bach says as long as you're doing something with your right hand, that counts. Pick one. He's vague, but he keeps on saying that yes, we push the guy to the right. If we find that the Bach plays both sides, if the guy does everything with left and writes with his right, or he does everything with right and writes with his left, either way, he considers the guy righty and puts his phone on the left hand. So he's basically.
I remember when I was a kid, I played baseball. I threw with my right hand. Why? Because I borrowed somebody's glove who had a right-handed glove.
Right.
I didn't have a glove.
Right.
But when I grew older and I started playing baseball, I bought my own baseball glove. I threw it with my left.
Uh-huh.
That's my dominant hand.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. That you could train people for sure. And again, it depends on how you look at it. Again, is Roiv Maisa versus writing? The Tosfos is the one who starts this question. Tosfos says, who cares about Roiv Maisa? Go with the writing. And then Tosfos says, I like it. Tosfos only picked one side of the equation. Tosfos said, if a guy writes with his right, does everything with his left, he's considered a righty. Why should it be that way? Tosfos says, because writing is important. Is writing important or writing with your right hand is important? The Bach says, no, not writing is important. Anything with your right hand is important. That's what we try to do. And now it comes like this. According to what we're saying now, all of this whole discussion is only really discussing where to put on your tefillin. We're discussing tefillin. Why? Because tefillin has this, Interessante Hekesh, or the word Yadcha, or the word Yad that means Ladcha, whatever you're going to try to figure out. The whole discussion we're discussing now is where to put it on the film. Where to put it on the film based on all of these things. And then we can start playing games with an ambidextrous guy, a guy right, bats left, all this type of stuff. But other mitzvahs, exactly. When it comes to other mitzvahs, what do we do? None of this game, we don't play these games with other mitzvahs. So for example, you're supposed to hold your luv, or good luv in your right hand. A guy who's a pure lefty, could be his left hand, right? Because again, we're saying there's such a swara that your left hand becomes your right hand, even though here we're talking about Yotcha, it could be. But what about this guy? Let's go to this funny guy here. This guy, well, we can go either way, but let's go to the easier case. The easier case where the Bach and Shulchan Aruch agree. The Bach and Shulchan Aruch agree that if a guy writes with his right hand and does everything else with his left hand, he's considered a righty. And what will he do? He will put his tefillin on his left hand. He puts his tefillin on his left because we consider him righty because he writes with his right hand. We consider that good enough. That they agreed on. Good enough. Okay, so this guy comes to you right now. He comes to the cipher. He tells the cipher, listen, I need tefillin. Yeah, who are you? What do you write with? Your right hand? Okay, we're giving you righty tefillin. That means it goes on your left hand. The tefillin goes on your left hand. Okay, but then he goes to Shul, and he goes to his Rav, and he tells Rav, listen, by the way, Lulav, what do I do with my Lulav? Are you righty or lefty? The guy says, well, I'm a lefty, but I write my right hand. So Rav says, okay, I don't ask what you write with. I ask you, you're lefty or righty? So he says, no, I'm a lefty, you write my right hand. I don't care what you write with. Why do you tell what you write with? He says, I don't know, the cipher asked me that. He goes, oh, the cipher asked me that. Calls the cipher, the cipher says, yeah, you have to know, because it's a Tosis that says this. It's totally what the guy's writing. But that's a Hilchus Tefillin thing. So the guy's going to tell you what he's going to do with the Rav's going to tell the guy, hold your Lulav in your left hand. Everything else do with your left hand. The tefillin is a funny thing. Tefillin has a special exception because we have some type of hekesh. But everything else, the guy does left hand. I don't know what other mitzvahs you have to do with your left hand. Like menorah, I don't know, hold the kois on Shabbos. Everything else goes to your left hand. The only het is going to be tefillin. So this guy now comes along. And what does he say to himself? He's a 13-year-old kid. He's putting on tefillin on the left hand. He's a little confused. My father told me I'm a lefty for tefillin. I'm a righty for tefillin. I'm a lefty for luluv. So what do you tell this guy? You know what you tell the guy? Tell the guy like this. So we had a kasha before. You're telling the guy's right hand, left hand. That's like, I don't want to say it, a silly thing to say. If we're going like sometimes Rashi would say that says halacha, that we want to tell you the halacha is do right, or, doesn't mean right literally. Do X as opposed to do Y. So the chacham tell you do X as opposed to Y. Don't think you're smarter than them. Whatever your min is your min. Whatever you're small, doesn't mean your min is small. It means whatever they tell you to do, turn right, turn left, follow the rabbi's advice. So you tell the guy, follow the rabbi's advice. But when you start looking around, not every time does it have the word psakt in. It seems to be, and maybe Rashi as well. Rashi says, if they tell you on your min that it's a lefty, I'm rereading the Rashi and what we just discussed. Afilo im lecha, even though they tell you, al yamin, on your right hand, shu small, your right hand's your left hand, or al small, shu hu yamin, on your left hand, your right hand. Listen to what they say. So I'm saying it's not or, it's and. The same guy. The same guy, they're telling the same guy, even they tell this guy, you think you're righty? No, really, you're lefty. It means you think so. But in this case, you think you're lefty? No, this case, you're a righty. So you're telling the same guy that you are a righty sometimes, a lefty sometimes. And some guys will say, yeah, come on, they're picking and choosing, the rabbis are picking and choosing what they want. That's what Torah tells you. Even in such cases, you have to listen. Even in such cases, you have to, yamin shu hu yamin, al small shu small, that's Rashi says, kol shkain. But even al yamin shu small means literally, what are you? How do you identify yourself? Do you identify yourself as a righty or a lefty? Depends on the halacha. Who do you discuss halacha with? Discuss with the rabbis. Follow the rabbis' advice and life will be great. Really.